On Elizabeth Street. 1. As though standing aside from the pink shutters like flags of light bending this spot, take this body, stretch it out several thousand miles. It sings, suspended. Take it straight in. You are the riptide. 2. You wonder how it is that limbs come to be scattered in mysterious places. I'll tell you, they follow the mind which dips and surges, finally breaks beyond recognition, scattering itself in the cold, wide rain. Do you remember? Tear it apart. Yes, apart. 3. This is the difference of time zones, holding patterns the body finally breaks out of, won't listen to, but acts into, the light. The body that won't listen to reason rises up. You try to convince it that you know what you are talking about, that you know a gun when you see it, for it is either a 458 or 308 semi-automatic. A gun, anyway, or metal, or a murder weapon, or the product of a factory, all irrelevant, mostly. Except it continues, you're looking at a dead body, now a sleeping body, now a body in its refractory period, a man you love, a man you don't know, a man who means nothing to you. 4. He would drink water from anyone, extend his hand for a cigarette the girl next to him smokes, slip the drink out of your hand, too, or from the guy sitting next to him. It wouldn't matter, as he is beyond that now, cruising long and slow as though he is the only star in the sky, falling out of his constellation, roving the night, coming back around to the stairs, the clinking ice, the voices. Do you even see him at all? Maybe not. Until he passes by, the light bending everything in his path. It is unintentional, and for 1 second there is no place to look. His hand falls on his heart as though it might fly open out of his chest, as though he is a fire in the sky, caught between the hereafter and the here before. 5. There you are, one world slouched in the corner of the other world, an eye on the curb, collision imminent, birds overhead. 6. There is only one center point where all the alleys and streets converge, and there in that spot is the buckling, the collision, a blinding sweetness, the pink shutters like wings opening. Birds fly overhead randomly, then in a V, coasting near the radius. This is where you lose everything you had or thought you had, because you can't get there from here. 7. If I had known, it might have occurred to me that there are all kinds of death, even in the blood rushing, even in the sweet breath at the end of the road, because there is an end to the road, isn't there? Or could it circle around to that center point, your throat, in the thick of the forest, in the blinding sweetness, wolf eyes, moon, blue. 8. You walk away with your drink to the river and fog, ready to be taken down into shadow and out, like two foxes unafraid as they glide, their long tails sweeping behind the trees. They navigate the space between the darkness, conspiring to keep us all in separate bodies, separate spaces, all of us, one moving transposition, as close as the stars falling back through the sky. 9. Then, ice water, knives, a sudden inversion, like being hit by a swerving vehicle. No one here is able to walk a straight line. They are hardly able to breathe, trying to get back. Because all the activity, the plane rides, and babies, and cigarettes, and sex, are just ways to connect any way you can as it all recedes under the sky. The pieces float, let them fall into the wide air, let the mystery burn, everything in its path. 10. 10. Walking toward the high gate at the end of Elizabeth Street, like feathers, the shutters blow in the wind. Voices break at the edge. Tell me, we were no ordinary mortals that day, were we?